Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Reading the Play is Australia's favourite source of NRL and horse racing tips. Our professional analysts provide the sporting enthusiast with the best of the best. Get the best professional tips and previews from our tipsters direct to your phone. ReadingThePlay.com. Let's get to the Rabbitohs and their changes that they've made. So, interesting. Damien Cook into the starting side. He was named in the starting side last week, so we'll have to wait and see on that one. Saliva Havili out of the 18, out of the 17 and drops to 18th man. Michael Cheekham and Shaq Mitchell in. Sean Kepi out, which doesn't really come as a surprise. Havili does. The Bulldogs have named an unchanged 17. They've done it for a couple of weeks now. Jensen, the interesting part about this is Josh Adokar, surely he was a chance of playing round two. If he was doing that, then surely he's getting very close for round four. Where's the market on this one, Tristan?
Yeah, this one's held pretty solid. It's $1.48, the Rabbitohs, $2.65, the Bulldogs, $6.50, the line. It opened at $6.50 and has stayed there. It's now $1.85, the plus, and $1.95, the Rabbitohs, $41.50, the total points. So obviously the Bulldogs coming off the big win there against the Titans and the Bunnies having a very, very tough start to the season. So on face value, to me, it seems like it's a big line considering this is such a big traditional game at the best of times anyway. But we'll see how this one plays out. 6.5 at the moment, 185 the plus.
Well, we're just moving the deck chairs around on the Titanic, aren't we, here with some of these changes on the back of Ilias last week. Cook starting off the bench. Well, now Cook starts. I mean, you know, all of the reasoning behind why Cook was coming off the bench sounded very sound last week. Yeah. He now starts, and Havili doesn't even make the starting 17. They're in a world of hurt at the present moment, lost 8 of their last 10. All of their attack metrics at the moment, they sit at the bottom of the table across the competition. Their run meters, their post-contact meters, their offloads. And then if we reverse it to the other side of the ball, off three games, they're conceding 37 points a week. And some of that was just really soft and meek last week. You'd have to expect that there's got to be some sort of improvement or response. I went looking for the Bulldogs. At the line position, I thought, you know, maybe there's an opportunity here. I just worry about the depth of that form. I like some of what they did 2 weeks ago against the Sharks. I like the way that they put that game away last week. But, gee, right now the Titans' form line just does not read very strong. I'm just a really small lean to the Rabbitohs with zero confidence.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? So my great concern is, having been out there at the ground and watched it last Friday, was Cameron Murray looked busted. Three games into a season, he looked like it was around 23 and he just played three Origin matches. And I thought to myself, wow, you got a long year ahead of you. Sure enough, he goes off training. He's got swollen knees, and it wouldn't surprise me if he's got swollen shoulders and swollen everything else because of the work that he does, completely outworks everyone else. And now you ask him to roll out again and go into battle for the club. I think that's a really interesting watch with Cam Murray, how he holds up physically. And then the other one is they haven't got the worst metrics in the league. If you look at the good old Top Sport Titans, they've scored one try across two games. So at least our Sydney's a little bit better in that regard, which brings us to the Bulldogs. Very impressive against the Titans, but as we said, I think that their effort all year, three games in, has been excellent, right? And the game against the Sharks, I think they were desperately unlucky, not just to be beaten, but certainly to be beaten by that fashion, by that number. I love the Bulldogs plus 6.5 in this one. I think that's got a whole heap of merit to it. No, nothing, no bite.
I'm with you, Jimmy. If Jared's willing to take the minus, we might have a lunch bet.
I'm happy to stay out, gentlemen. Happy to
stay
out. Oh,
what's happened, Jared?
No. I'm just picking the right ones, gentlemen. I'm not here to back losers.
No. It was a very tough weekend for him last weekend, Tristan. So, yeah.
It was actually a very nice weekend last week, except for one game at Cogra.
Before I went away 2 weeks ago, a slight lean to the minus and Jimmy wanted to be on the other side would have meant a strong push for Jared. So something's happened. I'll have to do a bit of digging here in the next week.
Well, over the next week, I reckon you pull out the tapes of the Rabbitohs and watch the last three, Tristan, and I'm happy to sit on the fence. Thank you very much. And Jimmy, just on the Bulldogs' form against the Sharks, I mean, how well has that stood up?
Oh, the West Tigers were brilliant on Saturday night. Eighth one for the world, Leichhardt. Anyway, well, shouldn't be torn down.
You're just singing the praises of the Bulldogs against the Sharks.
Oh, mate, it's a very different shark side.
Oh, go on, tell me how.
Well, Nicho Hynes, version one, Nicho Hynes, version two, or should I say version three, week three. So, anyway, geez, I tell you what, are you getting enough sleep, Jared? What's going on here? You
know? It's just a rubbish form line. It's a rubbish form line. I'm staying way out of that game.
All right. Go the Doggies.